Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands upon them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, you heard it. The disciples were watchdogging it. They were in full crowd control mode, keeping the folks all decent and in order, deciding to be doorkeepers, gatekeepers, as to who should be seeing Jesus and who should not. And it was the women who were being shown the door, the women with the babies and the toddlers. Those moms surely ought to realize that Jesus certainly does not have time for them. After all, he's got more pressing matters, more prestigious needs and people to address. Well, the disciples decided to put those women and children in their place, because obviously they didn't know how important Jesus was. Well, I'll tell you, you wouldn't want to have been in the place of one of those disciples at that moment. Jesus, you see, got angry. I mean, really hopping angry when he heard it. "You let those little kids come to me. Don't even think about giving them a hard time. Don't you know? Haven't you figured it out? The kingdom of heaven belongs to people just like these," singing minutes ago. Peter, James, John, the rest, they're embarrassed. I mean, come on, little baby, cooing and squealing and noisy and perhaps a bit smelly. The kingdom of God is made up of such as these. Jesus is talking nonsense again. Maybe he's forgotten his place. But Jesus will let no one and nothing else determine his place for life and ministry. He knows his place. And he knows well the place of those women and those children. Jesus put his, we know better, disciples in their place. His words were sharp and they were hard-hitting. "Let the children come to me, do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them up in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Now just think of this. Babies, toddlers, the little ones, to them belongs the kingdom of God. They are the way the kingdom of God works. What's going on here? A baby is givable to. In fact, babies are only givable to. They die unless you give to them. Babies are beggars from birth. Little beggars, helpless to do a thing for themselves. You have to do, it seems, everything for them. I mean, do they need food? You have to provide it. Moreover, you got to get it into their mouths. They don't even understand how to eat. Are they cold? You got to wrap them up in a blanket, keep them warm. They can't do that on their own. Do they smell? No, you got to take care of that too. baby is a crying need. To be sure, there is no human so utterly givable to, so utterly in need of being given to as a little child. And who better than little children know how to receive and receive gratefully? And the kingdom of God, Jesus says, the kingdom of God belongs to such as these, not to the strong, not the efficient, not the folks who don't need anyone to do anything for them because they've got their act together. Oh, no, not the folks who think God helps those who help themselves. No, the kingdom of God belongs only to those who allow themselves to be given to, those who need what the kingdom gives. And what is that great kingdom gift? Well, you can say it in one word: forgiveness. The kingdom of God is God doing for you when you cannot, will not do for yourself. It's when you are down and out and utterly hopeless and helpless, like a little child, no half-wit excuses, no high-sounding explanations and adult reasonings. It is what you cannot earn and you do not deserve. It is that your sins are obliterated, washed away, forgiven, by virtue of Jesus' work for you. Let's face it, those disciples were too grown up. They were too busy with crowd control, keeping people from pestering the master, forgetting that Jesus is there to be pestered. Forgetting that Jesus is there to give out his gifts, his forgiveness, his love, his blessing. Forgetting that those gifts are for everyone, even the little children. Yes, children too need what Jesus alone can give. They are, you see, they are sinners too. Coming into this world with the sin of their parents and their grandpa Adam and grandma Eve hanging around them, they need his forgiveness and his love and his acceptance. And so Jesus puts children in their place. And their place is right at his side. No. Their place is right in his lap, holding them and touching them and loving them. Those little children can't begin to return a thing to him. They can't do for him to return the favor. They can only gurgle and giggle and tweak his beard and wiggle and squirm. But they need him. They need everything he came to bring. And Jesus will make absolutely certain that they have it. Jesus put those children in their place, and he put his disciples in their place too, just like he puts all of us in our place. If it's the kingdom of God we're after, then brothers and sisters, we're heading for childhood. We got to become like a little child. We've got to be givable to as well. That's our place. Jesus puts us there. That's what his suffering and death on the cross does. It puts us in our place. Our place is on the receiving end at the foot of that cross. And the place of Jesus is that of doing absolutely everything for us to bring us forgiveness of all our sins and the assurance of life forever with him in heaven. One thing is for sure: Jesus will not let us do a thing. We cannot pat ourselves on the back and claim even an ounce. And And if we want to stand in the place of the law and order end of things, like those Pharisees trying to trap him in the opening words of today's gospel reading, then Jesus will just turn up the heat. He'll let us stand in our hard-headed self-righteousness until we realize that we can never begin to behave like God demands. If it's God's standards, God's law, then we can never begin to boast about our adult accomplishments. We can never begin to brag about what good boys and girls we've been. If it's law and order we want, it's law and order we'll get until that law shames and exposes and accuses us to the point of whimpering, crying children. Until, like little toddlers, our legs carry us to run for safety, to flee for refuge in the opening arms of Jesus. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter it. Have you ever given a gift to a little child, a little child? When I gave our toddler grandson something, he was in heaven. Such sheer delight. He hadn't entered that adult state where he had to say thank you. He just smiled from ear to ear and enjoyed what Grandpa had given him. Well, that's the way it goes with Jesus, too. Jesus calls us to welcome the kingdom with childlike joy, to clasp it close to us like a treasure, and to delight in it like a child. What does Jesus want from you today? Nothing. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked, come to thee for dress, helpless, look to thee for grace. Foul, I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. What does Jesus want from you today? Nothing. What does Jesus want for you today? He wants everything for you. He wants you to have life in all its fullness. He wants you to have a hope that isn't just whistling in the dark, but the hope that is anchored in a tomb that is empty and death that is defeated. Jesus wants you to have your life freed from every worry and hurt and loss and sorrow and tears and death. He wants you to have life forever with God in the glorious presence of his all-enfolding love. Jesus wants for you what money can't buy, what politics and economics and technology can't even dream. He wants you forever at his side, smiling from ear to ear, delighting in his tender touch. That's your place. He's made that place for you. And not only for you, but for people this world over, people from every nation, every culture and language under the sun. So that people in the world, no matter where they live or what language they speak, so that people everywhere might know Jesus and the place that he has made for them in his great love. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation does its work. And I am privileged to serve Lutheran Heritage Foundation in these years of my so-called retirement. LHF does one thing. The Lutheran Heritage Foundation takes the simple core books of our Lutheran faith, those books that so clearly and forthrightly teach and proclaim the saving gospel of Jesus, and we translate, we publish, and we distribute those books all over the world. You know these books well. Luther's Small and Large Catechisms, our Lutheran Confessions, a lot of books by faithful Lutheran pastors and teachers down through the years. And, oh, one of my favorite books of all, Child's Garden of Bible Stories. That old, old Concordia book published back in the 40s. We have these books, over 750 publications now in over 90 countries in 89 languages, with this book here being one of our latest language editions. This is Luther's Small Catechism in Arabic. As a recognized service organization of our Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, LHF resources all of our missionaries, all our campus pastors, our federal and state prison chaplains and parish pastors here at home and all over the world, wherever there are language needs. And I want you to know this, our materials are always, always sent free of charge. As God's people in congregations just like yours pray for our work together and support it with their generous gifts. On average, our books are translated and printed and distributed for just a little over $5 a copy. I want you to know something. The Lutheran Church in Sudan, the Lutheran Church in Cambodia, started with just the books that we supplied to their fledgling efforts. War-weary Somalians in refugee camps will risk beatings or even death as they try to smuggle Luther's Small Catechism, hiding those catechisms in their clothing. They want to get them back to family and neighbors and friends. Our main Somali Lutheran translator lost both his daughter and his brother because they continued doing what they knew was risky. They continued smuggling the Small Catechism, strapping countless catechisms under their clothing, smuggling them outside these refugee camps. And late one afternoon, they were apprehended by ISIS militants. The catechisms were discovered hidden in their clothing. No further questions were asked. They were both beheaded. Our books train up pastors in Ghana, in Russia, in Thailand, and in Brazil. And often, where our missionaries cannot go because of government restrictions like China or Mongolia, our books go as literature. And you know what? The Holy Spirit uses those tiny little seeds, and He waters and He nurtures to bring faith in Jesus. As you came into God's house this morning in your worship folder, you found this color trifold. It will tell you a little bit more about the work of the Lutheran Heritage Foundation in the world, especially in this year, 2015. And yes, you'll notice that a portion of this trifold is a tear-off envelope. We would so very much appreciate your ongoing prayers and your generous donations for this work that we share together throughout the world. Jesus has made a place for everyone. You see, God's heart aches for everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And that includes young and old and in between and rich and poor and American and Asian and Hispanic and Ghanaian and Ukrainian. Makes no difference. By His Holy Spirit, Jesus would make a place in everyone's heart through the gospel. Because you see, God so loved the world children included. You included. After all, for Jesus' sake, God has declared you his child. In the name of Jesus, peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand to continue.